Bill and Debbie Albers are preparing for a bicycle trip across the continental United States next month.
The Race Across America is a 3,000-mile bike race. It starts down in Southern California, and then once you get up through the northeastern corner of Arizona, then it's almost direct east through the heartland. We go through Kansas, we go through Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and then on the far side of Ohio, when you move into Pennsylvania, you start moving into the Appalachians. Then it'll drop down through West Virginia, Virginia, and end at the dockside in Annapolis.
But they won't have much time to enjoy the scenery. It is, after all, a race.
If we don't do it 9 days, you're out of the race. And we actually hope to do it in 8. We don't want to cut it too close.
To cover the 3,000-mile route in that time, including the 170,000 feet of climbing, the Healdsburg couple will ride as a 2-person marathon relay team, with one of them on a bike at all times, trading places every 2 hours or less.
The goal with the shorter legs is to keep your speed up. We could do longer legs and get more rest, but the average speed of the person on the bike comes down. You take longer to warm up after you've had 3, 4, 5 hours off the bike. So we'll be nappers for 8 or 9 days.
And waking up to jump back into action in a hurry each time.
During the day, we can do what they call a rolling exchange. If Bill is on the road, hopefully my crew would have me up ahead and ready to go. So as he rolls up, I'll take off. At nighttime, you have to have what they call stationary exchanges. So he'll come up, then I'll go. There'll be 30 to 60 seconds at least of dead time then.
To do this, the Albers will need a 9-member support team in 2 cars and an RV.
We both have 2 bikes, some extra wheels, and all the clothing that we own. That's why we'll have 2 vehicles, 1 per person. All my stuff will be in my follow vehicle, and Debbie will have her own vehicle with all her equipment in it.
Bill is a fireman, while Debbie teaches math at SRJC. They both have a history of extreme athletics, Bill in numerous marathon rides, and Debbie having swum the English Channel. They've also ridden dual bicycle relays before, but they're having to ramp up their training for this event.
Both of us have had a pretty good base. We've been riding for quite some time. When we started, all we did was start adding rides every day. We started riding 1 per day, then 2 per day, then 3 per day, just to simulate the race. During the daylight hours, we're going to ride an hour, hour and 15 minutes at a time, and then the other person will drive up with the crew, get set up, and continue on. At nighttime, it's going to be 2 hours, so the other person can get a little bit more sleep. The only thing that I could see that would stop us is severe weather.
Still, the biggest challenge in such a race is not necessarily physical.
You know at some point it's all going to be mental. So we're prepared for that as much as you can be. We have done 24-hour training rides. We've done a 30-hour training ride. I think the hardest will be days 4, 5, and 6. You're 1 million miles from anywhere, wondering what you're doing in the heart of Kansas.
The race begins June 14th, so if their timetable holds, they'll finish sometime on the 22nd. After that, they'll take their time driving back home by an altogether different route. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.